Welcome once again to GPK Radio, where I continue to document my journey through my year. The podcast is now available on, of course, my host, anchor.fm/GPK, as GPK Radio on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Pocket Casts. And you can also connect on Siri by telling it to play the podcast GPK Radio. Any music that's available, you can pick it up with a Spotify Premium account and get the full play effect on GPK Radio on anchor.fm. Now for today's episode. You're listening to GPK Radio on this fine Monday morning, and we've got nice sunshine back after the Easter break, as most teachers are. It's our second week back. For some teachers, it's only their first week back. So welcome back to all of you. You had a slightly extended holiday. I hope you all enjoyed it. Today is more or less about getting back into the full swing of things. We're into the summer term. We have a number of projects ongoing with regards to the actual podcast itself. The A Teacher Story one is one that I'm working on at the moment. Hasn't just been as easy to launch as I would have wanted. Few technical issues that I need to see to with regards to the actual interviewing and co-hosting with another person. Hopefully we'll have them ironed out before the end of the week and have the first one of those up. I am aiming to actually have it as episode 50, which would be a bit of a milestone considering the fact we started from zero on this particular project in January. We're now into April. The target was to have 100 podcasts done in the year, to more or less try and get to that target and not have a pod fade, as some people talk about. Some may have thought there was a little bit of that happening over the last fortnight, but with holidays and also a unfortunate death of a close friend over the last week and the ensuing funeral and follow-up to that, I've kind of been had a bit of downtime from the podcast, but we're back into the swing of things now. Indeed, that particular incident probably focuses one to continue with their projects on a more realistic nature and to actually get up and get on with it. The guy who passed away had leukemia of sorts and was actually only 57, same age myself. So realistically, that does sharpen the focus of what you're doing and why you're doing it. So I think probably a little bit more drive about where we're actually at and getting the message out to all of you out there. And we're particularly targeting, of course, the educational community from the point of view of the children I work with regards to a autistic spectrum and also a ADHD. So those are the focuses of the educational content. Obviously, as part of the podcast, I will on occasions ramble on about sporting interests and different stuff like that as well, because golf has begun full swing. First qualifiers for us next week. Hope the ground conditions get a bit of drying out this week, because it's still quite muddy. And for any of you golf addicts, it doesn't make for really encouraging playing conditions, but we'll have to just go with it. It's just nice to be out again. Did encounter a little bit of shirt sleeves over the weekend for a little while, but the warm tops were back on very quickly when the sun went in. Although we are supposed to be picking up some kind of heat wave over England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and Ireland over the next week. So hopefully that's actually going to pick itself up. For this week, the main drive this week is, of course, to work on that A Teacher's Story. I'm linking up with at Mr. K. He's a primary school teacher in England. He's also been doing some work with regards to videos on YouTube. So I'm going to give him an opportunity when we're doing the teacher story a bit to actually promote his own work as well. And that's one of the ways in which I hope to benefit the community who follow the podcast from the point of view of promoting their particular interests as well. Also this week, looking at different issues with regards to the current ongoing situation in special educational needs. I have a number of different things that I'm working on there with regards to education authorities and links with them through the teacher union. Also, that's more of information. Also getting the message out with regards to the work we do within special educational needs with emotionally and behaviourally difficult children, where our unique model in the education authority area, to try and get the information about that out to other education authorities as well. Twofold there, one, to benefit more children, but also two, to probably look at ensuring our survival in some shape or form, and seeing where we're actually being placed within the whole thinking of education authority consultation and work over the next couple of years, and how that pans out for the long term. So that's one of the other projects that I'm kind of working on this week as well. Actual outreach work this week involves a number of sessions with children who we have placed in schools, in their actual mainstream primary schools, and we've now kind of just got me visiting them once a week as a kind of a backup, and we've placed their own classroom assistant with them now through their statement of special educational need, and we've given training to them, removed our particular behavioural assistant from our base station, and also then worked with the class teacher in different strategies for dealing with problems within the class. So we're monitoring that over the next term. A number of them are actually year 7 transferring to secondary school, so the idea is to prepare them over the next couple of months for that transition. We're also looking then at a number of year 6 children who may benefit from a placement with us next year, and we're looking at how we improve the delivery within our part-time placement. We're looking at a series of three classes there. Normally we do 2 days a week. We're looking at a 3-day a week class for maybe some more intense work with some of the children we feel needs that. But that's all in the future. We've been discussing that over a number of staff days that we'll have between now and the end of the year. So that's kind of the plan over the next week or so, and long term towards the end of the term. We are into the summer term, as I say, and everybody kind of has the clock going in their head that they're starting to count down and add up right along if I get left. And that in a sense isn't a bad thing, because it focuses us from the point of view of saying, right, I've got so long to get this done, and I need to plan it out, work out how I get it done in that time scale, because suddenly the year is disappearing rapidly in front of us. Continue to join us, everyone who interacts with the podcast in any way, shape or form. Thank you very much once again, and we will be putting up some music as well today, because I haven't done that in a little while. Didn't feel like it obviously last week, putting up any kind of music on the actual radio channel, so we will be starting that again today. So we will be putting up a selection of music, and we hope you enjoy that as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and do keep tuned to GPK Radio. Just on the outreach link this week, I posted a little video of a display in one of the rooms I use on De Bono thinking hats, enlightening our thinking. And actually it's a focus that I would use quite often with some of the children we work with autism and with ADHD, along the 6 hats summary, from the point of view of looking at the positive things in different stuff that happens. What are the good things? What are the pluses? What are the positives? We also then have to view the negatives, because we also have to look at some of the bad things, the minuses, the negatives that we need to take account of. The white hat with regards to the facts. What information do I have? What are the facts? What's the best way to deal with those? The red hat, which is dealing with feelings, and it is looking at gut feelings and how we deal with them. This is particularly important when we're dealing with ASD and ADHD children, and also trying to encourage them to use their intuition in a proper manner when they're dealing with different situations. Also the green hat thinking, where we're looking at new ideas, what kind of alternatives are there, particularly if we're doing a post-incident learning exercise with a child. What are the other possibilities are there for dealing with the situation if it arises again, and can I think of a new way of doing this? And the last one would be the summarising, from the point of view of, particularly if I'm doing post-incident learning with a child, I'd be looking to see what kind of thinking have we done so far, and where does this take us to now, from the point of view of actually helping us formulate all of the stuff that we've gathered together, be it feelings, creativity, facts, the negatives and the positives, and coming up with a plan that helps us deal with a similar situation in the future. So that's an overview of a quick overview of some of the work that I'll be doing maybe in sessions this week using the De Bono thinking method. And if you want to see a little video of those hats and the link to them, go to my Instagram channel on @GPK Radio and you can pick it up there. Thanks once again, podcast listeners, for taking the time to listen to GPK Radio, whether you're walking the dog, driving the car, or doing your workout. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Do remember to like, follow, and star or favorite, depending on your podcast provider, just to keep us in your mind. You can pick up on any episodes if you subscribe and a favorite on some of the particular mediums that we are broadcasting on. A month of April, very pleased to have you all on board, and we continue to provide you with a mix of educational, sporting, and musical content.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.